I want to talk about some things. Now, if you saw Trump's announcement regarding the digital cards, I am hoping by now you realize that those were all comms. Those were communications. And that everything inside those cards, those pictures, or illustrations has a meaning. And hopefully what you've also done by now is you've seen the video of his that he released shortly after the cards. Now, he is trolling the mainstream media worldwide. And he is now playing his cards, which means any moment now, we're gonna see military around the world do their thing. Now, for those of you down in South America, Brazil, you're like, what's the military waiting for? What's the military waiting for? Well, this is an op that's gonna be all at once around the world. And this is being specifically synchronized for a very, very specific reason. That reason is to not only eliminate the ridiculous fear that they're trying to generate around the world, but it's to send a very, very clear message to those who are in hiding that you're next, so that the fear will shift from them projecting the fear out, that the fear will then be internalized within themselves, giving them a taste of their own medicine as they become the hunted. Now, I do have a question for today's thing. Is humanity a failure point? And that is more of a to give you guys something, to give humanity something to think about. But as I said last week, and I have said in several other weeks, there is no failure point in this plan. Now, I know that there are other speakers out there, and I'm aware that they're saying a lot of very contradictory things. And of course, you know, we all appreciate free speech, and the world and humanity should be allowed to have free speech. And if we're going to have free speech, then we have to celebrate the fact that everybody has a right to say what they think, no matter how ridiculous it might be or how profound it might be. You know, you can't have one without the other, because then you don't have free speech. And this was something that Trump's message was very, very specific about. Now, that message was not just for the United States of America. That message was for the world.